Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Nagaland Legislative Assembly begins first phase of budget session. Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla outlines vision to make Nagaland developed by 2047. Nagaland in talks with Centre for State-Specific Policy on petroleum and natural gas exploration. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for dialogue and diplomacy amid war in West Asia. Now the news in detail. The first phase of the budget session of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, NLA, commenced today with the House opening, for the first time with the national song Vande Mataram, followed by the national anthem Jana Gana Mana. Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla delivered his maiden address to the Assembly. Chief Minister Nipurio made obituary references to Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Ajit Anant Rao Pawar, and former minister and sitting member of the 14th NLA, Imkong L. Imchen. Speaker Sharingai Longkuma also made obituary references to former members N. K. Lu, Dr. Khasu Kat, P. Mongchua, and Nkau Lotha. Meanwhile, MLA Kujoluzo Nyenu moved to the motion of thanks on the governor's address. The debate on the motion of thanks will be taken up tomorrow. The next sitting will also feature question hour, discussion on matters of urgent public importance, laying of annual administrative reports, introduction of government and private members' bills and resolutions, among other items. Governor of Nagaland, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, today outlined the state government's vision of becoming an effective partner in the national journey towards Viksit Bharat. Delivering his maiden address at the opening of Phase 1 of the NLA session, he said his government aspires to transform Nagaland into a developed state by 2047, in line with the national vision of Viksit Bharat 2047.
While recognizing our distinct characteristics, we are committed to leveraging our unique strengths to become an effective partner in the national journey towards Viksit Bharat.
The governor stated that the government will soon complete 3 years in office and conveyed gratitude to citizens and to the House for their continued support. He reaffirmed that his government remains committed to a peaceful settlement of the Naga political issue, congratulating the people of Eastern Nagaland on the historic signing of the Memorandum of Agreement for the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority. Mr. Bhalla described it as a testament to the government's commitment to ensuring equitable and inclusive development and addressing the aspirations of all sections and communities in the state.
My government is working on constituting the Interim Council for Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority, in consultation with the ENPO and the tribal bohos of Eastern Nagaland. The state government will also be moving soon for enactment of a special legislation for constitution of FNTA in consultation with the Ministry of Home Affairs as provided in the Memorandum of Agreement.
Emphasizing the importance of the upcoming census, the governor said the first phase for Nagaland will be conducted from July 1st to 30th, while self-enumeration will be available from June 16th to 30th. He urged for full cooperation to ensure proper and successful conduct of the census. Mr. Bhalla added that the government remains focused on human resource development as the most crucial component for accelerating growth in the state. The governor expressed confidence that the session would witness constructive deliberations on matters of public importance while upholding the highest democratic standards. Nagaland has surpassed its GST collections target for the current financial year. Stating this during the 8th Assembly session today, Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla said GST revenue as of January 31st, 2026, stood at 987.38 crore rupees, exceeding the 2025-26 target of 949 crore rupees. The governor also noted that as of December 2025, Nagaland had recorded the highest GST growth in India at 37% and attributed the achievement to systematic, technology-driven and data-led reforms by the state government. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla said that the state government has initiated discussions with the centre to develop a state-specific policy for exploration and production of petroleum and natural gas in Nagaland. Addressing the assembly today, the governor highlighted the urgent need for Nagaland to expand its own revenue base to support growing developmental demands. He emphasized the importance of responsibly harnessing the state's rich natural resources, particularly petroleum and natural gas reserves, which have remained unexplored for decades.
My government has taken up with the Government of India to evolve a state-specific policy for the exploration and production of petroleum and natural gas in Nagaland, while fully respecting the special constitutional provisions applicable to our state. We are hopeful of positive and early headway on this important matter.
The governor also highlighted other substantial mineral resources in the state, including coal, nickel, cobalt, chromium, bearing magnetite, and limestone. He said scientific and sustainable development of these resources could enhance revenues, promote industrial growth, generate employment, and accelerate overall economic progress. Calling for collective cooperation, the governor urged all stakeholders to build sustainable and self-reliant sources of revenue for the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed deep concern at the current situation in West Asia and said India supports resolution of all disputes through dialogue and diplomacy. He said this at a joint press meet with his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney in New Delhi.
पश्चिम एशिया की वर्तमान स्थिति हमारे लिए गहरी चिंता का विषय है। भारत डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से सभी विवादों का समाधान का समर्थन करता है। इस क्षेत्र में मौजूद सभी भारतीय नागरिकों की सुरक्षा के लिए हम सभी देशों के साथ मिलकर काम करते रहेंगे।
Earlier, India and Canada exchanged three agreements in different areas, including cooperation in critical mineral, renewable energy and culture, following delegation-level talks between the prime ministers. The centre has issued a cautionary letter to states against possible violence in India in the wake of Israel-US strike against Iran. The Union Home Ministry has written a letter to all states and union territories asking them to identify pro-Iran radical preachers giving inflammatory sermons. The letter underscores the need for intensified intelligence sharing and preventive action to avert any law and order breakdown. Meanwhile, conflict in West Asia has intensified as Iran and joint forces of Israel and US launched new wave of missile and drone attacks. Union Minister of State for Minority Affairs and Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, George Kurian, has reaffirmed the centre's commitment to accelerating development in the Northeast towards a Viksit Bharat. He is on a two-day visit to Tuen Sang District. Today, he chaired a meeting with the district administration to assess the implementation of central schemes and assured centre's support for infrastructure and welfare initiatives in the region. During his visit, Mr. Kurian toured St. John Higher Secondary School, Government Fish Farm at Timlak, District Hospital, and also held interactions with tribal and civil society leaders from Tuen Sang. And Nagaland Beekeeping and Honey Mission, NBHM, today entered a Memorandum of Understanding with ICICI Foundation. The agreement aims to promote Nagaland honey through expansion and upgradation of the honey processing plant, strengthen market linkages, and create better growth opportunities for beekeepers across the state. The signing took place at NBHM's office, Chumukedima, in the presence of Secretary to Chief Minister and Team Leader NBHM, Senti Wapang Ayer, and ICICI Foundation Zonal Head, Pungaw Ting Tunzalian, and other officials. To end the news, the headlines again. Nagaland Legislative Assembly begins first phase of budget session. Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla outlines vision to make Nagaland developed by 2047. Nagaland in talks with Centre for State-Specific Policy on Petroleum and Natural Gas Exploration. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for dialogue and diplomacy amid war in West Asia. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30. Have a good night.